Mark Levin, Democrat Impeachment Inquiry and Outrageous Violation of the Constitution. By Jeff Poor on November 16, 2019. Friday during Fox News Channel's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin, author of Unfreedom of the Press, slammed the day's so-called impeachment inquiry proceedings underway in the House Intelligence Committee. Levin called them an outrageous violation of the Constitution for being devoid of due process, and also attacked the media for its claim of wrongdoing regarding President Donald Trump's tweet earlier in the day during the proceedings. "You know, Sean, this is amazing," Levin said. "I hope the American people know what you are witnessing is tyranny. You can have tyranny of the legislature. You can have tyranny of the executive branch. You can have tyranny of the judiciary. You are witnessing tyranny in the House of Representatives in the Intelligence Committee that doesn't do intelligence work anymore. This is an outrageous violation of the Constitution. Here's the Constitution. How often is the Constitution read during these hearings? Never. Never. And it's never going to be, because they are destroying the Constitution of the United States. They are undermining the franchise. By they, I not only mean the Democrats on this committee, I mean the media. To listen to the media analysis of what's taking place in these hearings is absurd," he continued. "It's disgraceful. They talk about Russia. They sound like the Russian media. The Democrat Party and the media are like this. That's why I wrote the book. They are like this. So, the president is never going to get a break from the media. So, he tweets. So due process, even though it's not a criminal case. Even though it's not a civil case, due process. Western civilization believes in due process. Due process even before the Bill of Rights does not apply to the president, because Congress can do whatever it wants. Is what the Constitution says? Is that what that says? No, that's not what that says. The president is not allowed to tweet to defend himself. Well, then he can't defend himself. You name one newsroom in this country that is calling it straight here? None of them. I'm not picking on anyone. I'm saying none of them." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.